That's right, Nita. This is our cover story this week. Some very exciting news for the Jewish community. 24 members of the community have been recognized in this year's crop of Queen's Birthday Honours. Now, the annual Queen's Birthday Honours list is an opportunity for the community to reflect on and take note of people who are the best at what they do and, more importantly, are passionate about their work. Some people work 12 hours a day operating on sick people. Others donate millions of dollars to help those in need. And some give hours of their time to the most vulnerable in volunteering capacities. Nita, Melbourne shopping centre identity John Gandor, he was made a Companion of the Order of Australia for eminent service to the community as a benefactor in support of a range of visual arts and cultural institutions, as well as to youth education, medical and biotechnology innovation, business, and to the advancement of philanthropic giving. He said that he was truly honoured to receive this AC, and he says it was a surprise, but at the same time, he was incredibly grateful for this honour. Now, receiving AMs in the Queen's Birthday Honours were Peter Butler, Graham Slade, Richard Sheinberg, Stephen Joseph, Harry Frydenberg, Ronald Taft, Ivan Lorenz, Michael Koppel, Raymond Snyder, and Joseph Kay. We wish all of them mazel tov and receiving AMs in this year's crop. In addition, Ron Finkel, you might get him confused with Dr. Alan Finkel, but Ron Finkel of the Hadassah Hospital, who's been doing some amazing work in our community, he was also awarded an AM, as well as George and Kathy Gross. So a big mazel tov to all of them. And of course, we have many OAM recipients, Nitza, including Melbourne's Rabbi Ronnie Figdor, Brigitte Panes, Walter Blumenfeld, the late Walter Blumenfeld, who sadly died earlier this year. He was the 2016 ACT Volunteer of the Year. This is a posthumous honour for Walter Blumenfeld. Gillian Layton from Melbourne, she also received an OAM, as well as Daniel Goulburn, who your listeners might recognise from the Walper Hospital in Sydney. He's been given an OAM. Robert Gescheit, Andrew Steiner, Susan Ivany, Ian Hyman, and a very special OAM for Sydney's Rabbi Mendel Castell. He's the CEO of Jewish House, the Crisis Prevention Center in Bondi in Sydney's eastern suburbs. He's been honored with an OAM, a fantastic crop of recipients. As I said, 2 dozen Jews in this year's list, and we wish a big mazel tov to all of them.
Evan, we mentioned all the names, but let's just mention a few things that people did. I want to start with John Gandor. It's actually his second honor. I realized that in 1990 he was made an Officer of the Order of Australia, AO, in recognition of his service to business, commerce, and the community. And now he got the AC, which is a very big honor. Can you please tell us about other recipients?
That's right, Nita. Big mazel tov to John Gandor. And, of course, there are a bunch of others in this year's crop. I want to go through some of them with you, Nita. Of course, Richard Sheinberg, he's a major donor for several Jewish organizations, including the JCA. He says it was a privilege to have been honored with the Queen's Birthday Order of Australia medal, especially given the privilege he has already felt working with so many charitable and community organizations and the people within them. Nita, among the others, include Harry Frydenberg for significant service to medicine in the field of obesity surgery as a clinician, author and mentor, and to professional organizations. Other names include Ron Finkel. I mentioned him earlier this week. He was made a member of the Order of Australia for significant service to Australia-Israel relations, to the Jewish community, and to business and commerce. He says he's one of the lucky people that got to go to Israel before the Six-Day War. Israel has been a part of my life since then, and I'm very emotional about this honor.
And we are going to have a special interview with Ron Finkel. I recorded the interview before he received the honor. He's telling us about his life work as the founding president of Hadassah Australia. So it's very interesting. So stay tuned to listen to our interview with Ron Finkel later on. And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, can you tell us about other recipients?
Nita, rabbis, doctors, volunteers, they've been honored this year, but two fashionistas have also been honored. Twins Kathy and George Gross have both been made members of the Order of Australia for their significant service to the fashion industry and to the community through support for a range of charitable organizations. Speaking to the Jewish News, George said that he was pretty shocked and embarrassed Who would expect an honor like this? And Kathy said she was taken aback. The pair started George Gross and Harry Who fashion design with their friend Harry Watt, who was also awarded an AM in 1973 and went on to open more than a dozen stores across the country. They also co-designed Qantas's uniforms from 1992 to 1999, during which time they had two round-the-world first-class tickets each year. George said that being honored as part of the Schmutter business is pretty special. He said, when we opened up a shop in the city of Adelaide, we had a working room upstairs with six machinists and a button maker, and it just grew from there. So big mazel tov to twins Kathy and George Gross, and other recipients in this year's crop include Susan Ivany, who says it was very special as a Jewish woman coming from migrant parents to be honored by the Australian government. She is, of course, the Victorian president of the National Council of Jewish Women. She received an OAM and said, it's very humbling to receive this award. Nita, there's not enough time to go through all of them, but of course you can pick up a copy of this week's Australian Jewish News. We have full interviews with each and every one of the Queen's birthday recipients in this week's edition. 24 Australian Jews recognized, and a big congratulations to all of them.
We're talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, and there's some news from Melbourne, from the Yeshiva Center in Melbourne.
Yes, Nita, some news out of Melbourne. Nechama Bended has announced that she's leaving the Yeshiva Center in Melbourne, and that has been met with applause from victims advocate Manny Wax, who said that Nechama Bended's departure is another significant milestone in our journey towards justice and healing, and we continue to call for and expect that all those who are involved in the leadership of Yeshiva in the lead-up to the Royal Commission to step down from their positions of leadership, which they still hold within Yeshiva today. Now, Nechama Bended, Nita, she was the general manager of Yeshiva until 2014 and a member of its board of trustees until recently. She was one of the most senior members of the Yeshiva leadership whose response to allegations of child sexual abuse and whose treatment of victims and survivors, according to Manny Wax, led to its appearance before the Royal Commission into child sexual abuse. So as I said, victims advocate Manny Wax has welcomed that announcement from Nechama Bended that she's leaving the Yeshiva Center. She spoke to the Jewish News this week and said that she's deeply sorry for the pain and the suffering that victims of abuse have endured. You can read all her comments in this week's edition.
Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week.